Good morning and praise the Lord. Kindly open
Lord.
Our Bible and read Psalms chapter 28. Psalms chapter 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he had heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I help. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us that give us faith on you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Lord, thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, for your promises, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustained us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, for our good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst, in Jesus' name. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, our rebelliousness, greediness, love of money, laziness, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on media and news, lack of prayer, and lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit once again our lives unto your hand to live to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that you will answer our prayers and provide for all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray to protect each family, to provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to lead their families. We pray for the good health, strength, stable job, and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives, Lord, to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and things will go well with them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers to reach other families around them. Lord, we pray that you help and aid all the single parents in the congregation, in the church, and support them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more income so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us to be more like you in characters for the people to see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify your God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, vows, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstance that they are in to continue to live in obedience to you and have faith on your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solution to those troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back home in our countries, our relatives and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in the contact with. Lord, open their hearts and mind to believe in you and to receive the word of God that we are giving to them and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand, and we ask you to meet all the needs of the church in those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to bless those countries so we also be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them, speak to them, and visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Let us now pray for our for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication ministry, and the website. Children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, add to us more workers. We pray, Lord, for unity in the church. Fulfill, Lord, the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light, to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pasturing, evangelism, serving and sowing mercy, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, we pray for our service today. Bless our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bandages and save them. May your name will be glorified and exalted in our gathering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Here we are, lifting our hands. We need you, Lord. us now take our, collect our tithes offering in first fruit. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Lord God, we honor and bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for the sustenance for our daily needs. Indeed, Lord, as we honor you and put you first in all our treasures, our barns will be plenty. Lord, bless your people, O God. Extend your mercy to the needy as we give our tithes and offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Watchman, Part 4, from the book of Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 to 18. Then said I unto them, Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 to 18. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem laid waste, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for their good work. Let us pray. Lord God, we bless your name, for you are worthy to be praised. Lord, thank you for this day to give us opportunity to hear and listen to your word. Lord, anoint my lips to speak and read clearly your word that will convict your people to be watchmen in your sanctuary and make us holy, for your purpose will be fulfilled and accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen. Nehemiah was the one of the watchmen that God has raised up to fulfill his purpose in the life of his church and his people. Nehemiah had the vision to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem in order to protect the city from the thieves and from the strangers who might come in and bring destructions. He motivated and mobilized the people and brought them back to God. And with his vision and leadership, equipped them and made each and every one of them participate as active worker, and they keep personal in fulfilling the purpose of God. From the book of Nehemiah, we can learn more about the life of a watchman. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17, number 1. The watchman can see God's vision and plan beyond trouble and distress. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem laid waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. The key word here that indicates the watchman is the word see. You see the trouble we are in. The watchman with the vision that God gave to him can bring the hope back to the people. The watchman worked it out that disgrace would be lifted out from the life of the people. Number two, the watchman can see what God had provided for him and how he can share that with the people to bring relief in their lives. In verse 18, the same chapter of Nehemiah chapter 2, then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. When God will guide, then he will provide. Nehemiah showed the people what are the resources that we are available in their hands, and that they will be able to accomplish the purpose and do the task. And that helped the people to be motivated and responded to the call of God and made them replied, let us rise up and build. Number three, the watchman is a man of discernment. The task was not an easy one, but with the presence of the Lord, the work was done in spite of all the opposition and the persecution that the people of God face from the enemies who are even infiltrated among the ranks. Nehemiah met the threat of the enemies in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 13. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Nehemiah recognized and saw the lower points, which were the weak points on the wall, and there he put guards to watch and protect. Being a watchman, you should be a man of discernment. You can see footholds and weak points and take measures to prevent the devil and the enemies from using to penetrate your lives. Even for your daily troubles or suffering, there is still ways out and measures that can bring healing and remedy for your struggle. Number four, the watchman can see the effectiveness of a simple measures to deal with threats and correct problems. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which he is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, and your wives and your houses. The statement, I looked, is indicative of the presence of the watchman, whom here can see clearly that simple measures can have great impact and dramatic changes. Trust God with the small and the simple instruction that the Word of God gives to you. Discern that in obeying them, there is relief and good result. Number five, the watchman has a good leadership who can choose faithful people to maintain and consolidate the ongoing correct system. In Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 1 to 3, now it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors and the porters, and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charged over them. Let not the gates of the Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them. And appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch and everyone to be over against his house. Nehemiah appointed right people who are faithful and fear the Lord, to keep and to maintain the system and the discipline to control the movements across the gates in order that no wrong people or dangers will come in and destroy the city. Faithful people should be searched for and appointed to carry on the work of God so the ministry will continue. Nehemiah gave them clear and precise instructions and needed of them to abide in them. They were well-studied instructions for the benefit and well-being of everyone. Letter A, only at certain precise time of the day, the gates should be opened and not before that time. Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 3, and I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them. Whatever instructions you receive from us, that what you need to apply so that everyone will be protected. Letter B, Nehemiah instructed them to work with and appoint people who are faithful to help, to watch and work as an alert, to take early measure to combat the work of the enemy. Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 3, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch, and everyone to be over against his house. The indication of the watchman here is the statement, appoint watches, everyone in his watch. And from the statement, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch and everyone to be over against his house. We can conclude that the watchman ministry is linked in his house, your own family, and in Jerusalem, the church that God had placed us in. You cannot be watchman only for your family, but neglecting the church. And you cannot be watchman in the ministry of the church, but neglecting your own family. Both should be together. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 36 to 38, behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou givest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. And it yielded much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. After they rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem, the people gathered together. They fasted and confessed their sins to God. They prayed to the Lord and uttered to him their real situation and their suffering, and they reached a fact that they were slaves and ruled and oppressed by others in the land that God had given to them. They concluded that their sins were the reason for their abundant harvest had to go to others. Are you realizing and able to see that your harvest and what God had ordained for you to have is going to others because of your sins? The watchman can see clearly the cause and the effect of people's suffering, and that's why they are not able to enjoy the harvest of God. When the covenant with God is broken, then blessings are far away. And the following they did to revive their covenant with God. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 38, and because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. All the people, including Nehemiah and the rest of the leaders, signed the covenant in Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 28 to 29. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Netanims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding, they cleaved to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a course and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God and his judgment and his statutes. The following was agreed upon. Number 6, watch that no intermarriage with the non-believers. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 30. And that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, not take their daughters of for our sons. As a watchman, you need to watch that you do not approve or support marriages that are not ordained of God. Number 7, watch to observe the Sabbath. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 31. And if the people of the land will bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath days to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day. Watch that you and those under your care would observe on a weekly basis the day of the church worship and the day of rest. Number 8, watch the Holy Spirit when he will lead you, and the word of God that teach you which time you need to cancel the debt of those who borrowed money from you. in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 31, and that we would lead the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. Those poor brethren who cannot afford, if they cannot continue with us in the church, if they continued with us in the church, then we need to cancel their debts after 7 years if their condition is not enabling them to pay. Number 9, watch that tithing, various kinds of offerings, and the first fruit is brought to God's church, and that all the needs need to be met. Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 32 to 39. Also, we made ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the shewbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering of the Sabbath, of the new moons, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering to bring it into the house of our God after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all the fruits of all trees year by year, and to the house of the Lord. Also, the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, as it written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, and to the priests that minister in the house of our God. And that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil, unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithe in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites. When the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house, for the children of Israel, and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil, unto the chambers where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers, and we will not forsake the house of our God. These are the various kinds of collection to cover various needs. We can emphasize on the following points. Letter A, the first fruits. That can be your first salary, or first income, or the first increase of every increase, or the first salary or income of each year. The first fruit is to be given after the person had an amount of saving and can manage to pay his first fruit. Letter B, various offering. In addition to the tithes and the first fruit, there are various offerings and contributions to meet the needful things for worship and for the place of worship and its maintenance. Letter C, tithing is required from everyone. Even the priests and the Levites are required to tithe and to give their first fruit. Even the pastors and the leader of the church should tithe his income and whatever he receives. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 38, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. Number 10, watch that in no way that the house of God will be neglected. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 39, and we will not forsake the house of our God. God and his church should be put first, and whatever required need to be met first. The people realized that their negligence to the house of God, the church, and the ministries was the reason for their suffering, and for others to take away the blessings that God had ordained for them. My dear and beloved, All the above scripture give us more details about the ministry of the watchman. Therefore, we need to go through the message and study to observe in our lives, in the life of our families and the ministries to be blessed. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 17 to 18, "And they will shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serve him not." Apply the message in your life and watch that you will do your best to support God's service in his church and build his kingdom. Let us pray. Kindly rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for all my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that opened my eyes to see the deep things in the scripture. Lord, thank you for all the resources that you had placed in my hand. And thank you for all the teaching, the encouragement, and the hope, and the correction that we receive from you and your word. Now confess and renounce all your sins. Confess and renounce your discouragement and your lack of faith. Confess and renounce your lack of discernment. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to share what God gave you with others. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship, wasting resources, and your mismanagement for finances. Confess your approval for marriages with non-believers. Confess and renounce your disobedience to God and your unwillingness to get involved in the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Confess your unwillingness to face suffering and persecution for Christ's sake. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to give your tithes, offerings, and your first fruits and the rest of what is due for you to support the needs of the ministry. Confess and renounce your negligence to God's church. Confess and renounce your lack of reading God's word, your lack of prayer, non-keeping the daily for worship. Confess and renounce your negligence to your family and children. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to abide with your word and doing your will and whatever you had planned for me. Lord, I put in service everything that you had given to me in order that your ministry and your church will go forward in reaching the lost. Lord, I commit my life into your hand. Take me and make me faithful and fruitful watchmen for your glory. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and are willing to follow your ways and commands. Lord, make them fruitful and use their lives to serve you and to be a good testimony to others to follow you. Lord, reward them, release them from their troubles, protect them, and provide all their needs.
Glory to that be my greatest delight. I hand you everything, glory. Glory, I hear the angels sing. Open my ears, let me hear your voice to know that sweet sound. Oh, my soul, rejoice, glory. Glory, I hear the angels sing. Glory to
bless us as your church and continue to lead us to execute your good plan that you have for your church. Lord, thank you for all the watchmen, the watchwomen that you raise in our church to serve you. Lord, give us more discernment and wisdom how to handle situations. Lord, lead us to a new people and add to us more laborers to work with us to do your work and your will. Lord, fill us once again with the Holy Spirit and lead us to go and evangelize, to make new disciples and training new workers to plant new Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessings, my soul, my Savior, God to be. Sings my song.